可可英语的网友们，大家好，欢迎您继续跟随 Rose 一起听故事学英语。爱情是亘古不变的话题，因其珍贵愈发引人向往。其实天地间足以撼动人心的爱情不仅仅属于人类。今天的小故事就为我们诠释了两头大象之间生死同命的爱情。For Pankow and Muckle, it was love at first sight. When the two elephants first saw each other in the lion zoo, they fell head over heels in love. For 34 years, the two elephants looked after each other and were happy. Then one day, Muckle got sick. He fell into a ditch by the elephant's cage. A few months later,On a cold January day, he passed away. Pankow was broken-hearted. Over and over, zookeepers tried to feed her, but she refused to eat. Although Pankow had a sweet tooth, she even refused her favorite treat, sweet spiced wine. Nothing could cheer her up. Pankow didn't eat for 4 weeks.And she went from bad to worse. On Valentine's Day, a month after Marco's death, zookeepers found Pankow in the same ditch. That night, she died of a broken heart. 听过这个故事， Rose 先来问一个问题吧。Do you believe in love at first sight? Love at first sight.第一眼看见就 love 了，也就是我们常说的一见钟情。当然很多人对一见钟情持强烈的怀疑和否定态度，认为这样不够理智，不够现实。来看一则幽默的求爱方式。 Do you believe in love at first sight, or do I have to walk by again? 你相信一见钟情吗？或者我重新再走过来一次？言外之意是，如果你相信，那我们就 fall in love。如果不相信，我再走过来，就算第二次见面，也就不属于一见钟情，那我应该还有机会。非常有意思。不过，人与人之间这样的怀疑和否定，并不适用于故事中的 Pankow 和 Muckle。他们在一见钟情之后，便 fell head over heels in love。Fall in love。大家都知道是陷入爱河恋爱，再加上 head over heel， 从头到脚跟都在相恋，可见是爱的神魂颠倒，或者深深坠入爱河之中。再比如 She was head over heels in love with the rock star， 她从头到脚的喜欢上了那个摇滚明星。再比如 The girlfell head over heels in love with John, who was old enough to be her grandfather. 这个女孩神魂颠倒地爱上了约翰，那个年纪大的足以做她祖父的人。在 Pankow 和 Muckle 幸福地相守34年之后， Muckle 掉进了笼子边的深沟里，一个月后便 passed away， 死去了。 Pankow was broken-hearted, 心碎。深深的悲痛让他拒绝进食。管理员们 tried over and over。在这里 ,over and over 相当于 again and again, 也就是再三反复的意思。比如 ,I've warned you over and over not to do that. 我已多次告诫过你不要做那件事。再比如，网友们如果想要牢记所学知识，就需要 say the words over and over to yourself， 把这些词语一遍一遍的自己来重复。管理员们知道 Pankow had a sweet tooth， 于是尝试喂他这样的食物，可是他依旧拒绝，连从前最喜欢的甜味红酒都不肯再尝一下。Have a sweet tooth 表示喜欢吃甜食。大家要注意，它并不是指因为吃甜食而长了蛀牙的意思哈。比如 I didn't know you had a sweet tooth. Aren't you afraid of gaining weight? 我不知道你这么喜欢吃甜食，你都不怕发胖吗？对于伤心欲绝的 Pankov 来说， Nothing could cheer her up， 已经没有什么能让她再开心起来了。连续四周不进食让她 went from bad to worse， go from bad to worse， 从坏到更坏。大家从词形上也能判断出它的含义，就是每况愈下。再比如 If left to themselvesThings tend to go from bad to worse. 大凡事物若顺其自然，就会每况愈下。在故事的最后，情人节的这一天， Pankov 也倒在了 Marco 曾掉进的深沟里，当天晚上便心碎着死去了。一个哀伤但美丽的爱情故事，这个时候会希望真有所谓天堂，在那里可以成全所有前世的遗憾。好了，我们下期布朗尼加芬口语再见吧。